We're all rolling, right?
I took the Molly episode.
Yes.
Do you remember there was that YouTube channel of those like Finnish or Swedish people, and they would do drugs and just film themselves doing it? Like they were in like a lab and they were like, and they'd be like, today we're doing cocaine.
What? Where?
It was on YouTube. And I think they ended up like taking the videos down.
Yeah.
Stop it. But it was like,
really, I mean, who knows? They let anything on these days.
It was really well produced.
Like, there's still stuff. Like I've watched people do like trips in their room on like random different stuff.
Oh yeah.
I don't think
you can show doing it, but you could be like, okay, I'm going to go do something. I'll be right back.
Right.
Yeah. You know I think it's the action is not, yeah, you're not allowed to show on YouTube, but you could do it and then go on camera. And I think it's allowed.
Wow. Yeah. I don't think in this.
That is weird. That is crazy that like that is technically allowed. Like I can go in there, do a, and then come back out. Yeah. And like it's okay.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen a lot of like shrooming TikToks where people like take shrooms and then they start filming themselves.
Really?
Like, yeah. He always has a little mushroom emoji.
It's man.
Interesting. And how's the video doing?
Or like the leaf with like the emoji.
Yes.
Oh. I love that.
And then like cocaine is like snowflake. Heroin's just like the...
then just the needle.
Or the pill.
The pill. The pill.
No, the pill.
The pill and the tongue.
The pill's Lexapro.
The pill and the tongue. Remember they changed the... the shot one. It used to have blood in it. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they got rid of it.
I think because of like the whole vaccine blood stuff, people were like, we don't want to associate the blood stuff.
But the...
And then the gun...
No, I think it's just because blood. I don't think they wanted any blood because they don't have any emojis with blood on it.
True. And also, there used to be a real gun and now it's a squirt gun.
Now it's a squirt gun. I know that one.
But we still got like whips and chains and a spike ball. Like, you still have all of those.
Yeah, because...
Why?
because you know it's trendy to push like sex now, you know, we want all the sex emojis.
Little bit of them.
You see, don't we have one that's like, or is that was that just me saying that? Don't they have emoji that's like?
Oh, there's like a derpy one, like.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like a
lit bite.
Have the new emojis come out? Don't they come out like once a year? There's a new batch of them.
You know, they're making an emoji for the Nair guy. It's just his straight body.
Oh my God.
With a bottle of Nair next to it. I can't wait to see the next emoji.
Can you look up like the newest emojis? I feel like once a year there's a new batch. And I'm always trying to think of if there's an emoji that I feel like.
I would love to be in the room, helping coming up with new emojis.
My brother knows a gal who makes them. Was on the team for emojis. It's really cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And it's why like emojis, like they're actually like really high def when like you zoom in on them.
Yeah.
Like,
is it like a cutthroat game where like people come up with like three emojis and then if they don't use them, they're just like,
oh, absolutely.
They're like, yeah, the one you made hasn't been used in 2 years. And
they see yours is not used, so they just cut it out.
Ooh, I kind of like that one.
I like the high five one.
Or in a shaky head.
Or is it about this big? Is that what that is?
That's funny. Oh, I love the jellyfish one too. That's cute.
Every bass fisherman.
The ginger.
We got maracas, a flute.
What a tough job though, because you have to sit there and rack your brain like what hasn't been made an emoji yet that needs to be made?
Yes.
Like you can make an emoji about anything, but something that you're like, damn, people are going to use this one because they need it.
Oh, did they modify the peach? Like it's not, doesn't look like an ass anymore.
Oh,
it's,
no way.
They do that on purpose?
Oh.
Then they ruin everything.
Damn.
Yeah, why do they gotta do that?
They do this to me every year.
Look at that bagel emoji. Jeez. The detail.
It's like not emojis at this point. It's actual pictures.
When you click it, it just pops out of your phone.
Do you guys use the, what's it called? Like where you like search a GIF image picture with text?
Yeah.
Yes. I wish that was a little bit more accepted. I like GIFs, but it seems like nobody likes GIFs.
Todd's the only person I know that sends those things.
And he uses it when it's like not necessary. He'll just send it. We're just like, we're asking if everybody is down for
it. It's just Jim Carrey every time.
It's either Jim Carrey, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or just like, yeah. It's like, it's not answering the question.
Doesn't make any sense. Let's jump into this.
All right, let's do it.
I forgot my accelerator.
Looks at Jordan. I forgot my accelerator.
Jordan, please.
How are we doing emojis?
It's Capitone, baby.
Let's go.
Unfiltered.
Ow. Welcome back to Zane and Heath on Fizzler. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we
are in a silly, goofy mood.
Nice. And we're on Filter. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. And thank you for sticking with us for this long. That's really, really nice of you guys.
About to go into season four.
Oh my gosh, we're 10 episodes away.
Oh, 10 episodes away. Yeah. What are we going to do? Ooh, we should do yellow tables.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Because everybody loved them.
Do some people say bring that back the yellow tables?
Not everybody. One. No, they I have not it. Seen one comment of someone saying bring the.
Let's just sit on the floor. down, a downgrade.
I did actually. You know, I saw a comment that said brighten up the set. I was like,
I actually have an idea. Different color bean bags.
I was gonna say that. Like I was gonna say that.
Primary colors like red, yellow, blue.
I think bean bags will actually make us feel much more chillax. It's almost like the unwind, but it's like
we're bringing like love sex.
Yeah.
Bean bags.
Yeah.
What
do you think our voices would kind of sound weird because we're like curled up at like different
mine would probably
angles.
Sound deeper and like sexy.
We replaced the floor with that thing from the Japanese sensory place that was the beanbags built into the floor.
My God. And we
all just kind of like find our own little spot.
Okay. Well, let's just move it into a Zen garden outside.
Yeah.
I would love an outside podcast. Imagine. Really? Yes. If there was like a bonfire in front of us right now, and we're kind of like sitting.
Ooh.
Oh, I don't think anybody does that.
I feel like that would be so, or during the day, like
it would be a little annoying though.
Cole Hirsch has a podcast called Podcast But Outside, and they just do the whole podcast
somebody's
outside.
Always got it.
But the thing is that's all video, right? Like you can't really listen to that audio, or you can. It's like good audio.
They just interview random people on the street. They give them a dollar. Like we'll give you a dollar. Come talk to us.
But how much is in your bank account? What do you do for work?
I don't think it's like that stuff. I think they get just a lot of crazy people who just want to sit there and talk about themselves for a whole hour.
That would be interesting.
I think they go through a bunch of different people.
Guys, honestly, that'd probably be a good way to get guests. Just go amazing. Outside.
Yeah.
We'll get crazy guests.
I saw this box on Melrose or something. It's this, it looks like a giant booth. Like it looks like a photo booth. And it's I didn't look into it because I can't remember the name, but it looks to me that it's a podcast booth, but anyone off the street can go in, like you go into a photo booth and it's like confessionals.
Ooh.
Oh, so what do they do with it?
I just walked right by it, but I'm assuming people can go in and you can anonymously tell a crazy story or something.
I don't want to know what the shit that they have seen.
But I wonder, do they like muffle or do they like, what's that word?
Morph
their voice.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is, but that's what it looked like. It was like
I think it was like drunk confessions or something like that.
Something.
And you like go and you
wait.
Tell.
I like the drunk confessions. That's funny.
I think that's what it is. And you would just go like say whatever in this little thing, and then the podcast would. You know, pull from.
I would get myself in trouble.
Can you imagine if you forgot that you went into some booth?
Oh, I found. I took the picture. Liquor Stories Confessional Booth, the only podcast for anonymous confessions.
I think that's fun.
I don't know if this is an advertisement or because there's a QR code and I have no idea.
Honestly, that's pretty fucking smart. Like these guys just made it and then they don't need to do the work.
The content makes itself.
Video or just audio? I bet it's just audio.
I bet it's just audio.
People
yeah.
are just going
yeah,
in there yeah, singing, yeah. just trying to get a big break.
If it was video, that would fucking suck. Just imagine just random clips just going up on TikTok and you're drunk and you have no idea.
Did you see what you posted in that? Like, imagine waking up. You really told that story.
I guess it all goes to their Instagram page, and they just because this is what their Instagram page looks like.
Oh, interesting.
And it's all reels. Liquor Stores LA.
It's fun. I like it.
Oh, I bet it's like audio dubbed. So someone is talking. Oh my gosh, this one started off dark. The person says, "Hello, today I feel like really suicidal." Sorry, I'm not laughing.
Why, why'd you laugh at that?
I just think out of all the things I was excited to see something, we started in a dark place.
Oh, yeah.
It's just Jason's voice. We're like, wait.
Yeah, I wonder if we'll recognize anyone.
Carmelita.
Have you guys ever confessed?
Yeah, in church?
In church?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Like, I had to do it growing up. I grew up Catholic.
Yeah, same here. Did you go into booths or did you go into a room and talk with him?
Booths.
Booths, like the old traditional ones, like where they're behind like a you know, a little grate.
Do they talk to you or is
they just you confess, you say, "Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. This is my blood confession," whatever. You say your confessions And then they tell you how many Hail Marys and how many Al-Frothers you do.
Yes. And the and amount then, you do is how bad it is?
Them no, listening, it changes like, every time.
I think they're just, yeah, I think they're
You're going to need a couple more.
Mine was always like, I lied to my mom and dad.
Yes.
And I fought with my sibling. Like, I said the same thing every time.
Wow, I feel like I have so much built up, like, shit in me because I don't think I've ever confessed.
You might enjoy it.
I think it I need a release.
Because they don't say anything. It's not like a therapy session. They don't say anything. When you go in there, it's silent. They don't say, you can begin.
Yeah.
You just go in there and they're silent until you're ready to start.
Yeah.
They don't say anything.
Is there forgiveness in the Muslim community?
No, no, no. There's no forgiveness.
So if you sin, you die.
Don't fuck up.
Who thinks you should die?
Death to all of them.
Who broke a commandment? Yeah. You two.
You two.
All the priests are.
Oh boy.
No, I definitely should have confessed to the little car incident of
my crimes of the past.
Oh,
Of the past. Yeah,
I still
think about that. Like, I cannot believe I stooped so low.
It's all right.
It's insane.
Isn't it true though?
Maybe I should go to a confessional and just do it just get it out of me.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Priests, though, like, you can go tell them that you killed somebody.
They can't say anything, right?
No. That one they can, I thought.
Therapists, I think,
oh,
can report a crime when it's been committed.
The priest is like, me too.
I just imagine being a priest again and just being like.
The priest is like, oh my, literally me.
But the team
is giving.
Oh my God.
Dude, a priest got to like put on some acts after. If you know who's cheating on who in the church, who's committing crimes.
That gossip.
And you got to still put on a face and be like, blessed to see you today. Did you ever wish to be an altar boy?
I was one.
Oh, you were an altar girl? Boy? Ooh, very
me
modern.
And my siblings were altar girls and
boys. Is that
boys.
The...
Ding. Yes, you get there
no,
early.
No, who's we don't who's get this that. One? We don't do that.
Oh, were they burning like frankincense?
No, they have like the genie in a bottle with smoke in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, it's the lantern.
Frankincense.
Not they're the burning. Genie in the bottle.
Isn't that what they're burning?
That was me. I bet you if you stuck me on that altar right now, I know it backwards and forwards.
Oh, yeah. Did you have to get there earlier? And did you have your own like room, pick out your robe?
Yeah, it was like a locker room. Like, we had to get dressed.
Your own vanity.
You're hyping yourself up. Yeah. You're like in the mirror. Everybody gets around. They start doing the huddle.
It was Holy Mother of Mary on three.
It
one,
was really
two,
fun.
Mary.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
She's taking sips of the holy wine, like pre-gaming. Like.
Did I tell you for 3 years I took a Sunday school at church?
Whoa.
Where I had to learn about the Bible and...
Oh, I went every Wednesday.
Oh, yeah, it was either every Wednesday or every... Yeah, every Wednesday, actually, because it was a weekday.
Ours was CCD.
Yes, ours was called...
That's what ours was called.
Like, is your mom Catholic?
Yeah, my stepdad is Catholic, and then I think that went into my mom.
Lord, you must have been so confused.
Oh, I was so confused.
I'm just here to have a good time.
My dad being Muslim, and then this. Yeah, I thought I was gonna burn up in church. I thought I was gonna die.
Like,
but
if they mix, like it's like a science experiment. If they mix,
I mean, I don't know if anybody listening has ever had like to live like two different lives like that. It's like the completely different religion. It's like one religion, it is a sin to do this, and the other religion, it's not a sin. And having to go
You're
back
the religious
and forth like that,
Hannah Montana. You yeah. have to put
oh
on.
I'm
definitely the religion, like religious.
You get the best.
You're holy Montana.
I was doing the classes to be confirmed as a Catholic, right? But
oh my gosh.
I did the first two, right? Yeah. I did the communion and the
reconciliation.
I didn't do the third one.
Confirmation.
I didn't do that either. So
I only did
I'm
the first two, and I felt so incomplete. I wasted all this time, and I didn't even get confirmed. I don't even know what I am today. But that's why I have a lot of issues now. It's just like my brain, my body, my spirit has no idea.
And you know what? That's not your fault.
It isn't. It's my mom. It's my mother and father.
And he still loves you.
Did you ever see any other churches when you were a kid? And like, they would go to the ones with it's just like they're rocking out and like singing the whole time.
Like the worship churches. Like,
that looks kind of cool.
I never got to go to those. Mine was so boring. But it was just like that silent, like,
I got confirmed. You know, my confirmation name?
Wait, it's like an AOL screen name or what? Like,
so
Mother Mary Mariah.
Lil Bambina 99.
In the Catholic Church, when you get confirmed, you pick a saint to learn about, and then that's your confirmation name. So it's a part of your name. So my name is Mariah Frances Amato. My confirmation name is Zeta. So Mariah Frances Zeta Amato.
Little baked Zeta.
That's what I thought. She was Italian. She was a little cook.
Were you baptized as a baby?
Yeah.
So you don't remember being baptized?
I was baptized when I was born, and then I was baptized when I first moved here.
Oh. On the corner of Hollywood Boulevard.
On the corner of Hollywood and La Brea.
Did the priest dunk you in like a chicken nugget? Like the videos?
Wait, I know where that is.
More like outside the
mosaic.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you?
I didn't hold my nose, but.
She just. No.
I just want to like swim in a baptism pool.
I know. Why do I feel like I'd feel better?
Well, after? When you look at it, like at a church, sometimes it's like up there. Yeah. Like it's private
a hot
pool.
Day. Yeah. People are doing it just to, like cool down.
That looks like a nice little dipping pool. I want to get up in one.
I've always wanted to get crunk off that wine though, because everybody got to drink it except for me because I wasn't old enough to drink it.
Is it really wine?
Yes. I thought
it
was for me,
it's wine.
Dude,
yeah.
Me growing up, that shit was some Cabernet.
and the kids were up there. Everyone shared the same cup.
Oh, the kids were drinking it too, under 21?
When you get your first Holy Communion, you do the wine and the Eucharist.
Yeah, the Eucharist. Oh, those little Jesus.
Yeah, when you were starving because it was so long, you're like, I can't wait for this damn Eucharist.
Imagine the cops coming, party's over.
IDs now. They're like 6 years old.
Busted. Breathalyzer in the back. We got a whole bus outside for y'all. Line them up.
Before he pulls out his handcuffs, he says,
is it unethical to buy like the Eucharist crackers? But they're not blessed.
They're so good. Put some almond butter on that bitch. Ooh, my God.
Like thin cardboard. Ooh, and they kind of got
it. It's not unethical because when the priest is up on the altar in the Catholic Church, he blesses it. So before he blesses it, it's just a cracker.
Yeah. Can you like, buy it in bulk on Amazon?
Yeah, you can.
Should we do that? I want some wine. I want a whole bunch of dip it in my wine. Like, just get the
For our next party, for my anti-pos board, I'm just going to throw it over there.
That would be so good. Be like,
is there like an insignia on it? Like, you know, like an Oreo stamp?
It's like a cross.
I think there's a cross.
There's two packages. There's unblessed and blessed crackers. The blessed crackers are just a little bit more.
Before and after.
Yeah, there's like that. They see it in the corner, like with a cross and no cross for blessed and not blessed.
What did the reviews say? Someone just like, ate a whole box last night.
A little bland.
I have found God.
before you bought everything but bagel seasoning. So let me put that shit in.
Saint Tahin.
Not the most.
Oh wait, but the hummus dip. All right.
Someone wrote, not the most filling or flavorful God body, but necessary.
No.
Came not on time. Most. Same brain as used in my parish. I should have got the 1.5 size.
From a scroll lost 2,000 years in Jesus' favorite desert. But when you see Charlotte's face at the last potluck, you'll know you found true power.
these reviews. Go down, Jordan.
Crazy.
The shipment came quickly, but the wafers are not crisp, but chewy and feel like styrofoam in your mouth.
Yes,
we thought they
styrofoam.
Would be crisp like a potato chip.
No.
No, they melt in your mouth kind of like like styrofoam. Exactly.
Is there like one brand that owns the market for it?
it's like Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
They got a patent on the communion wafers.
These guys, billionaires. I'm sure. Oh,
I bet that is just the most easy recipe factory. That shit goes a long way.
It's literally like, rice.
And they could just make that price whatever they want. If they just it's been blessed by God.
And imagine them trying to negotiate.
Premium.
Imagine them trying to negotiate. Oh, you're going to negotiate with God?
Yeah.
You're going to negotiate with Jesus's body?
They get like priest influencers. Like Father Micah's, like communion wafers. Like, oh my gosh, these are from. Oh, well.
Those reviews are good.
Did you ever go to church camp? Or,
yeah.
Yeah. I did Young Life. That looks like a Young Life. Where'd you go, Crooked Creek?
No, I used to do like the after school program type like things, the camp.
Oh, like,
was that also in the church or you had to like go out of the
like after the bell kind of things or Christian CCA or like or was it Christian Athletes
Fellowship
was,
of Christian Athletes
oh yeah FCA yeah, yeah.
You know what, God's not gonna forgive me for this one or he's not gonna like that I'm saying this, but those Catholic schools, those religious schools, the kids that go to those schools, they're the worst.
Rebelling.
Yeah, no, the Catholic high school in our area had the most rebellious kids.
Oh my God, oh, they yeah. were bad. Because oh the ones I knew that went to the Catholic, for the church I went to in the school, worse than public school.
Because sometimes they got kicked out of all the public schools and those are the only ones that will take them in.
They need Jesus, put them in the I kind of like back then. I kind of wanted to go to the school. I was like, these girls are fine. they really had the top ones.
I remember I had a crush on a girl, and she went to like a local private school. And I remember like googling like how to get into the school, like thinking if I could convince my parents to let me into
it. try to gather up $30,000, and maybe you'll get a spot.
Zing goes there just for that.
What?
You go to the school just for that. I was just thinking about like. Do you like?
I found.
No,
Jesus.
You tell your parents you're like, I just really, really want to go there because I just want to like build that relationship. Oh my God. And you're just. I'm not gay no more. I'm delivered.
Do you think you would like survive like in an all boys school or like an all girls school? Do you like that idea?
Like back then?
If you were in high school, I don't think I would have like thrived at all in an all boys school.
I wouldn't have survived that.
I would have been.
I was bullied way too much.
I'm so curious what that would be like.
Yeah. Sometimes they say it makes you more focused on your work because you don't have all these distractions to the opposite sex.
Yeah, but then them gay people are overly distracted. You know what I mean? Like,
you know, so many options. Like,
No, I feel the thing is that not everybody is like, especially like back, like, are you talking about like high schools or middle schools?
High school.
Yeah, I think going to just an all girls school and all boys school.
For all girls schools and all boys schools, is it all male teachers, female teachers, or are they mixed?
I think you can, it is mixed. Like there are male teachers at all girls schools, which is a little interesting.
That's risky. Yeah.
All the guys in this class.
A woman wants to apply to an all-boys school and like they have to really interrogate them. Yes. Like, why?
But my dad went to like an all or just a Catholic school, boys and girls, but all the teachers were nuns.
Yeah, I did.
So it was all sisters. Sick. Man, poor nuns though. I bet they're strict as hell, but like
they get shit done. They get that ruler.
Think, wow.
Yeah, I'll listen. I'll get my homework done and brought in time.
My dad got kicked out of his Catholic school.
Oh yeah.
What happened? He was too big?
Well, they really would hit you. Yeah. They really would hit you with rulers and shit.
And erasers.
And something.
Oh yeah. Really? Wait, in those really?
Yeah.
I went to a school in Lebanon and the teachers were hitting the kids. I didn't think they did that.
I forget like what started it or whatever, but the nun kept hitting my dad with a ruler. And she went to like raise her hand to like hit him again. And she came down and he like caught her hand. And he was like,
don't even think about it, Sister Mary.
That was it.
Whoa.
Don't even think about it,
Wait,
sis.
that's crazy that he got in trouble for that.
just say mouthing back off. Just going, okay, sis.
My brother got sent to the principal,
the priest office,
so many times because he was like, she's being a jackass. Like my mom got called into the Catholic school and said like, your son is calling people jacket. Yeah, my mom, forget it. She was on the nun side.
She's like, they grabbed the ruler.
Jackass is in the Bible, right? Or like an ass, like a donkey.
Wait, can you say any word that's in the Bible?
It's Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and jackass.
Did you ever have remember the days like your teacher would be teaching class and then somebody would come to observe class?
Yes.
That usually one of
your teacher's like personality would just switch.
Yes. And we all just saw right through it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have some teachers that would just be like, guys, please put on a good mood. This is like important for me. Like the cool ones.
I like when they're open about that. It's like, okay, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, we're on the same page. We're good.
Just fake questions.
Or you'd have the people walking by, they would peek in through that little tiny sliver of a window.
Ugh.
Just.
Would you always entertain classes when you're walking by? Like you'd look through and go. You do that head bobble where you just got pulled out.
Yeah.
Do that shit all the time.
I love those memes, and I know they're like all the time, but it's like when you're in second grade going to deliver something to like the fifth graders
oh
and
they open up the door and
it's like, hey, like it's just a big ass party. Like that is such an accurate
oh
meme.
My God.
You would go into like another class and it was just like, whoa.
Go bring this to Miss Smith's. Oh man. My.
But and if like you're saying if it was like an older class.
Yes. Like a, it just
yeah.
Was
like, or like when we would combine classes, like, okay, everybody stand up. We're going to walk over to the other room and we would all watch the same thing together.
Yeah. Yeah. You would link up. Some teachers would be like best friends with another teacher. So those two classes would hang out more.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are you getting along with the other teachers? There's like a,
should we all try being teachers for a year?
Honestly, I feel like I would enjoy teaching.
Yeah. I think I could teach.
I would love it.
I would love to teach English, like seventh grade English.
I would teach math.
Oh,
I would love to be a gym teacher.
No, those that can't do teach,
and those that can't teach gym.
Yeah. Am I right?
Guilty.
Did you have a fun PE class?
Yes, so fun.
No,
no.
Oh, was it?
Like mine was it fun. Was very like not elementary fun. School, middle, and high school, a blast.
Yes, we had Miss so Hook. Much fun. We had the best games. We do Survivor. Like so, we should
yes.
make.
What?
So did we.
She would play
like,
the
Survivor.
She would play this. She would play the Survivor theme song. She would line up in like five groups, and it was these obstacle courses,
yes.
and we would relay race back and forth, and just shit went
oh,
down.
Oh, hell no. Okay, this is what Heath and I had to do, all right? So it started off the first like 30 minutes. We had to run the track.
Yeah, you gotta
just
warm
run.
Up.
Run probably like a mile, right? We're tired. It's hot as hell outside. And then after that, we're just doing workouts the entire time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't remember ever playing a sport.
We did obstacle courses.
Yeah, mine was
different. We would do like hula hoop competitions.
Yep. Did the yo-yo guy ever come to your school to sell yo-yos?
To you sell see? Them?
We had a guy come to our school, did a whole yo-yo show for like an assembly. That's very sense. Cool. Then he comes to PE class trying to sell the yo-yos. And we spent a whole week playing with yo-yos in PE. It was the best week ever. But yeah, didn't know if that was a nationwide thing. But
I don't, it sounds a little familiar, but maybe I'm just thinking of like a talent show.
Did you ever have anybody come to the school and like do shows or anything like
assemblies.
mad science, like those guys who did experiments.
I think the thing is we're in an environmental science, so we only had like marine biologists.
Jacques Cousteau,
yeah, we had like biologists. And
you had Jacques Cousteau come
no,
to your
Jacques
school.
No, Jacques Cousteau's
son or grandson.
Oh, that's still kind of cool. Like,
yeah, had, oh, and our teacher
and our
was.
Teacher
Because this lady was mean, right? Every day she was just so mean. And all of a sudden when he was around, she was just like, hi, Jacques Cousteau. And she's being nice to all the kids. And we're all like, fuck yeah. off.
Yo, but she was like an environmentalist. So she was ready gun-ho after seeing
like she would 100% be one of the people in the Ocean Gate sub. 100%.
One time we had a guy who was like a motivational speaker, former professional football player, and he just came and flexed his muscles and just broke shit. He had like a steel metal bar and would like bend it on his back and we would just be like, whoa. And then he had this, you know, those.
Our school sucked.
Yeah. What are those hot water?
Did he like roll a frying pan?
Yes.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Is that real? Like,
yeah, or
is real. It is. I mean, it's probably easy. It's not easy for us, but it's probably easier.
It's like the people that could rip a telephone book. Like once they get that first rip or first roll, they can just keep going.
Yeah.
It was entertaining as hell.
Crazy.
But looking back, I'm like, what were we learning?
What were they like, trying to like promote? Like what would like
did they pay him? He paid them. Was he trying to sell something? I don't know, but I just remember we had all these.
It was
shows.
All like for P90X.
P90X.
Did everybody? I think we talked about this before, but in gym, did everybody square dance?
Yes. Yes. Square dance.
Heath would have loved
time.
That. That'd have been great in our school.
We were from Florida. Why were you guys doing this shit?
We learned Cotton Eye Joe and we had to get a boy partner and we had a square dance. And it was mortifying.
Did we have weightlifting in high school or no? Or was that in college?
Probably in your PE. Did you?
We had weightlifting in high school.
We did some weightlifting.
We did weight. It was college. Weightlifting and then it shifted to swimming.
We had weightlifting in college, but our PE in high school was ass. It was just like...
Oh, yeah, the gym teachers laps, didn't care. Or just yeah. walk laps.
But like, what a stupid thing, because you would have it like second period and then you're dripping sweat.
The whole
and then
day.
You put your nice clothes back on.
Yeah.
And then you're stinky boy and they call you nasty.
Yeah, it was really bad. Like,
yeah, and like they expect you to shower, but you're like, I'm supposed to be bringing shampoo, conditioner.
Matt, no, these showers were like, there was no privacy, nothing. Like, you are showering with all the other kids, which is, why now that I... Now yeah. that I think about it, it's how so fucking weird easy was that?
To put a barrier.
Why can't they just, you have stalls for all the damn toilets, but no, let's make underage kids get in a big open it's shower crazy. Together and have a coach watch them. What?
No,
how? Give us the decency. Bizarre.
These showers were open, remember? Like yes. how open it was, like to the locker room?
It was like a prison shower.
Yeah, like the coach could easily walk out of his office and you just see all the kids like taking a shower. The way they set that, I can't believe that it's coming on my mind how crazy that setup was.
Yeah, that's how ours
disgusting
was.
Disgusting that was.
Yeah,
you like think about like a locker room for a gym, like an Equinox or a LA Fitness. Like it's a stall. You get your own little shower with a door or a curtain, whatever it is. Like at least you have the privacy.
And they probably hated that we didn't use those showers.
Do you think they worry about like kids masturbating in them though? Is that why there's no thing? Because it.
But
kinda,
I mean,
no.
We didn't
well, I feel like that's like the one time of your life where like these kids.
They could still put barriers, but like.
I agree. You know they what should I mean? Like, have a way to barriers. Do it. I just think it's so strange, like that schools create these showers for underage kids all to get naked
it's
together.
It's not that much cheaper to do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
I agree.
Like, how did we not question that?
Let's go to town hall.
Yeah. I think we should go for the kids.
Yeah.
Even changing, I felt like really like uncomfortable as a kid, like changing in front of all those other kids. Yeah. It's just like,
bro. I used to go to YMCA summer camp and I remember we were going on a pool field trip. Like we were going to the pool and I was so excited to get to go to the pool for the day. But my mom didn't even tell me, but they made all of us kids. And this was before I even was in middle school. Like I was a third grader and I had to go into this locker room, like strip, everybody strip. And I'm just, I had to get naked in front of all these kids I didn't know either. And I just remember being traumatized by that.
I was late to boxers, so.
Uh-oh. Oh, did you start out with like a thong?
It was
Spider-Man briefs. What do we got?
Worst thing in the world.
Because
I was too scared to ask my parents. Like, I don't want tidy whities anymore. Mm-hmm. Like,
really?
I don't know why it was like.
How old were you?
He's like 13. Why'd they wait so long?
14. It might have been later.
Really?
I don't think I wore boxers until like I'm not. I think freshman year.
Oh,
Heath. That's a problem.
I was just scared to ask. Yeah.
The freshman listening to this podcast heard what it was.
But yeah, it was awful. It was
Oh man,
very scary. Dropping
I know you had skit stains on that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet. Kids don't wipe their ass these days. And spend
Wait, was your brother not wearing boxers? You have an older brother.
No, he wasn't. He was too scared to ask too.
Damn. Mariah, did you have to... Sorry,
I did not wear boxers, Matt.
No, but did you ask your mother for a bra or did your mom just go, here's a bra? Was it a big deal? Was it like, I compare everything to Lizzie McGuire.
I know.
And there's always that big episode where
if
she
I'm
goes.
Being honest, like that, I don't remember. Because I think I was just so embarrassed my whole life. Yeah. I remember being embarrassed of hair, embarrassed of
yes,
bras.
Underarm hair.
Oh, I was just baby. Embarrassed. Like me and my sister, for some reason, very embarrassed, scared to ask for anything. So we would just kind of stick together and just guess. Like we were still figuring stuff out, like as adults.
Okay.
We were just in college figuring it out.
Because like my mom would make it such like a big deal. She'd be like, ah, like you, like she wasn't cool about it. She was just like,
So it made you like,
yeah, I'm like, stop.
It made it harder for you to like.
Yeah, because I'm like, I know she's telling everybody. So we were just like, don't say, like,
you gotta keep everything a secret.
Let's just guess.
I feel like it would be like the equivalent of you asking for a thong.
Oh,
that was me asking for boxers in my head.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
No, that word couldn't even come out of my mouth. She had no idea. She still doesn't know I own thongs.
Did your dad wear boxers?
Tidy whities, whole life.
Damn.
Your dad right now still?
He recently just switched.
He's 60.
Wow. He's probably just used
to it. Yo, but them shits would have holes, boy.
Yeah, I bet. No,
better days.
Like, it could drop out the bottom at any second.
I don't know what's up with dads. Like, my dad, he still has the undershirts from, like, the fucking 80s.
Yeah, bro. My dad's yellow.
It's like, Bubba, change your fucking shirt.
It's like $5 for a pack of 15.
It's insane. It's like, what? Like, and
Amazon it. It will arrive by tomorrow morning.
And my dad, Bubba's like, I don't need to buy a new one. It's still around. Like, Bubba, the shit is fucking yellow. It's butter. It's butter under. It's disgusting. Just it's fucking disgusting. Change it.
I remember I was the first one to have like body hair, like the armpits. Ooh. And then I was known as the happy trail kid.
Oh.
And it would always be like, let me see the happy trail. And I'd
how old were you when you had a happy trail? Man, I didn't get one till like college.
I think like fifth or sixth grade.
I didn't
what?
Have
it.
Whoa.
That's 10.
I remember being in middle school, like on the soccer field, like with like a happy trail. And I remember I had like an insane amount of pubic.
Oh,
it was.
I have a picture.
I remember.
What?
Is it even legal to look at?
Heather actually said. Heather Matthews sent it to me like last year. So I was in sixth grade, and I just a picture where I was just like, and I just showed and.
But
oh my!
It was so much in sixth grade. Remember, it was disgusting.
I remember being too young to like feel like I should have had that, and I would never ask my parents for like a trimmer.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know, it's really weird. I do remember you being the the happy trail kid. I don't know how I have that like in my head.
I was just hairy. I feel like I had a beard before a lot of.
You looked older in sixth grade than you do now.
Like did you looked older. Had your voice changed though? Like, did you?
Because I don't think so. I still feel like I don't really have like a deep voice.
Yeah.
I feel like I've sounded the same.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. One of my friends, Nick, in sixth grade, his voice was just deep. Like it was. He was like a talking like a full on adult, and it freaked us all out. Like how deep his voice was.
But I would be the one that would get the alcohol. I wouldn't get questioned.
In sixth grade?
You go to the liquor store.
Yeah.
You're good. You
lose your ID.
Trail.
Strip.
Happy trails, man. Cigarettes, no problem. Cigarettes, he was able to buy at 12 years old.
Come on, man.
Please.
You think I'm underage?
And he tease his hair to make him seem like he's born in the 80s.
No, taller.
Oh, I watched Oppenheimer yesterday. Have you seen it yet?
Oppenheimer.
Wait, how do you say it?
Can I say something really quick? I thought I was the only one who thought this, and somebody made a TikTok about it. I'm like, thank God.
Sunset?
Yes. When everybody was saying like Oppenheimer, whatever. The immediate thing in my head was like, they really made a documentary about those guys?
And you think everybody's talking
yes,
about
it? Yes. I'm like, wow, it's really popping. Like, I haven't watched it in a
that
while.
Show is killing it.
So I was trying to see clips of like Selling Sunset just to get caught up.
Jesus.
You went as far as to do that.
Mariah.
It was for like 10 minutes. And somebody.
It was one time.
And then I kept it to myself because then I saw it was like a separate thing. And some girl made a TikTok and it got like a million likes and everyone's like, same.
That's
at least
funny.
You're not alone. That's yeah, funny.
Did you see it on IMAX?
I saw like the 70 millimeter
at
screen.
The Chinese theater?
Yeah.
How'd you get tickets to that?
David bought it like 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Damn. That's what I'm just waiting. I'm not in no rush to see it.
Yeah.
But I want to see it in 70 millimeter.
I got a lot of hype. So in my head, I was expecting the next Dark Knight. It was just. First of all, I didn't understand anything the fuck was going on in that movie. It was so much fucking physicist like lingo where I couldn't it's a 3-hour movie, right? After 45 minutes, I literally turned to Natalie. I was just like, please tell me you understand what's going on. She's like, I know.
Nothing.
I'm looking at everybody. Nobody fucking understands like in her line that what's going on. I was like, oh, okay. I'm just going to watch this movie and not understand what's going on the whole time.
Oh, that sucks.
And it was like, it's based on a true story.
Was it
story,
entertaining
right?
though? Or was it just like.
It was not really. It was long. I remember standing there. I was like, damn, I could have watched this at home.
Damn, people say it's going to like win Best Picture.
Don't get me wrong. It was filmed incredible. Cast incredible. Acting incredible. Everything, the editing, everything was incredible. The sound, everything. The storyline, it's based on a true story. Usually it's like a 50-50. Like a based on a true story movies, like either really good or really just like. It was a good movie.
I wish I saw it so we could talk about it. Sorry.
It's a good movie. I just like, I felt like I.
Did you see Barbie?
Wait.
I have not seen Barbie yet.
Well, neither have
did
I.
Did they really put a 15-minute sex scene?
No.
I think that was a joke.
Everybody kept seconds. Like talking about it.
I was waiting for it because there was a sex scene happening. I was like, oh, this is it. I'm looking at everybody like. And it was done after like 20 seconds. I was like, oh, what the, where's the fucking, but why did somebody make that joke though?
Because I think they just, to
just
fuck
because
with
it's
people.
A 3-hour movie.
They're just trolling it.
Honestly, I would have believed it. It's a 3-hour fucking movie. I was like, he probably would have a 15-minute sex scene.
That's funny.
But no, it was really good. And I do, I think you should still see the movie because it's a...
Yeah. No, I know. I feel like I should have seen it for the culture, but I just want to see it on that damn IMAX. Yeah. That's where I saw Dune.
You got to feel the bomb go off when you're in those...
The vibrations.
Oh, but dude, the sound in the movie was giving me so much fucking anxiety.
Really?
It felt like... I felt like I was about to... Because they kept... it's a intense bomb. It's an atom bomb. So it was just... It kept on making like these loud, loud sounds. And like, dude, it sounded like they amped it up when they're making explosion sounds.
Where you can like feel it in your chest. And it made you feel
like the movie theater was about to blow up. But man, Heath, I was thinking about this. I was watching the movie and I was like... Boy, would this be a great time to like set off a fucking bomb in this building timer is going down. I know. But I was sitting there, I'm like, oh boy, this would be like the perfect way to do it.
Did you see this meme where it was like huge weekend for her and it's a woman named Barb Heimer, like on Facebook?
Oh my God, that's funny. Huge weekend.
Barb Heimer. There's no way that's her name.
Oh, definitely. I have a friend named Grant Heimer. So
Barbie Oppenheimer. It was like the Barbenheimer. Yeah, Barbie.
So people in one day were watching both movies, which would be like, take 6 hours.
It's
to
a
like,
double feature.
Yeah. Like, what would you do? Watch Barbie first or watch Oppenheimer first?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oppenheimer and then cheer it up after.
Really? Yeah.
I don't want to also Barbie think, during the day, Oppenheimer at night. That's how I see it.
Because I 3 hour movies though for me, I'm like, damn, all right, let's fucking roll. I don't know if my patience by doing Barbie first, I get in the mood where I'm like, okay, it's a movie, and then I'm ready. My patience is now stronger for Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Rather than me antsy during Oppenheimer the whole time, be like, when is this gonna end? When is it gonna end?
Yeah.
I gotta see it.
Yeah.
I'm having a really tough time in movie theaters because of my bladder. Oh. I can't do it. Like, it's to the point where I'm like, I would rather not.
There's an app called, all the time. I think there's an app called like When to Pee in Movies. And you apparently right when the movie starts, you start it and it will tell you when it's a good time to go pee.
Wait, for that movie specific? Like
all the movies that are out. Any movie, I think that's on there.
Wait, that's an incredible idea.
It's been out for years. I thought it like had to be synced up, but no, it's just, it knows and you say right when you start and it goes.
Where like you're not going to miss anything important.
Someone has already like bookmarked all the moments in the movie where-
In every movie that's out.
Yeah.
That's really good.
What is it called? Look up
Matt,
when
to pee
at.
You should do that job. You'd be good at that job.
I know, but that means you have to go to the movies like- Immediately,
but I feel like you would love that. Release.
I feel like Matt would be fucking it up like on the most important part, like where everything makes sense at that one moment.
Oh,
like,
it's called. Now. Wait, just scroll down. It was right there. Oh,
it just went away. It's called Run Pee.
Run Pee. That's the name of the app.
Could have done without the name.
I do sometimes. I just like to know how long the movie is, and I just set a timer on my phone, just counting up. So I just know how much time's passed. I do get a little like antsy. Just how much time have I been here? Like when is this going in? How much of the movie is left?
Halfway through and I'm like, I can't, I gotta go.
What was it's awesome okay, I pee about, because movie. I actually got up to pee because it was a 3 hour fucking movie. So when I felt it was the right scene, I was like, hey, tell me what happens. And then I went to go pee and I was in the stall and I could still hear the movie perfectly. So I was like, oh, okay, I could actually.
Oh, were they playing it in the bathroom?
No, I think it was so loud, but in my head,
like
I was like,
sports game. They should do that.
They should.
Right, but you would have to bet that all movies. The other movies playing in that theater.
Yeah,
would be.
That's what would suck. But
right.
When I was peeing and I heard, I was like, they should come up with a way where you could imagine headphones for each movie in the, stall region.
You're just like taking
like a museum.
But yeah, no, that's a great, great idea.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people love it. So run pee if you need to go pee.
Yeah, I'm just not crazy
or
about
you
the
just
movie
have
person.
Like go on like FaceTime, right? And then you just have the person like there and then you go to the bathroom and you watch.
Sir, stop. You cannot record in here, sir.
I know, but it's like.
I remember when the Lord of the Rings, the Two Towers came out. I think I did permanent damage on my bladder as a child.
Because you held it?
Yes. But no, I remember like holding it and it was just like, it was an intense battle scene and it was just straining so bad. And I ran to the bathroom, but it was the worst pain I think I'd ever felt as a child for that movie, The Two Towers.
The Two Towers.
And that was a good one. That's the best.
I've never seen any of those movies.
You're such a Game of the Thrones fan. I feel like that's kind of your vibe.
You know what? You're right. But I feel like I hate every other one except
the CGI though is still like so 2003 when it came out it looked amazing. Now when you look at those battles from far away, you're like, ooh, I've seen some better. Ooh.
You know what I just watched for the first time the other day? The Mummy.
What?
Wow.
And the graphics were not horrible for 1999.
Yeah, have you seen The Mummy Returns?
No, just the first one.
Dude, The Mummy Returns is, I think, better than The Mummy.
Wait.
Because they have their kid and...
Oh, okay. I watched the first one. Yeah,
So. And then watched The Scorpion King after that.
The Scorpion
King. Oh, my. Okay, I'll watch.
Is that the one with The Rock?
Yes. The Rock comes
The Rock is in...
The Rock comes into The Mummy too, I'm pretty sure. Sorry.
Wait, really?
So he's like part of like the legend that they like awake.
I feel like I missed out
on Scorpion King is not... Yeah. I remember as a kid, though, getting like the DVD
Shit. Okay.
I have it. We had it on VHS. We would just watch it over and over and over again.
Wait, that looks really good.
But the CGI though on him in the Mummy 2 is bad.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, it's notoriously bad.
No way, bro. There's no way.
Damn, but I'm happy you saw The Mummy, man. That's kind of cool. Wait, did you see The Mummy with Brendan Fraser, not The Mummy with Tom Cruise?
No,
right?
The Mummy. No. Yes.
Remember there was that mummy that came out?
That's different. Oh. That's different.
And they just called it The Mummy?
What? Can they do that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's based off... I don't think they were trying to get...
It's a reboot.
But it's like
it's
in different.
The same
universe.
It's like
universe.
A girl and it's like an evil spirit.
Yeah,
think
the woman with all the tattoos. Yeah.
It was a reboot.
Yeah, no. I know the difference.
I remember I wanted to be like an explorer so bad after I saw the
just have like a leather satchel and go into something you shouldn't.
Yes. Yes.
Like what's the one with Nicolas Cage? National Treasure.
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh my gosh. I just wanted to be on his team.
Yes. Oh, when he he gets my favorite moment is when he realizes that there's a certain time on like where the Liberty Bell, Liberty Bell, but that little town.
That's
he gets the water bottle and he realizes what time it is. And then they're like, oh, we missed it. But he's like, but daylight savings, invented by Benjamin Franklin. And he go and the way the shadow is, and he cuts open that brick. Gosh, what a rush that was!
So good.
I remember as a kid, I was
so
like,
smart to be a writer to do that stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's.
Did they make a second movie for that?
Yeah, the National Treasure 2.
Was it good?
Some of these secrets. Apparently, it is good, but it doesn't have like the kind of momentum as the first one did.
It's kind of like the
Night at the Museum,
the Da Vinci Code too. Like the first one was. Great, and then it got worse after.
Oh, the Da Vinci Code! I remember reading that book as a kid, and it was like
it was good.
It was like a hard adult book, but I was like in middle school, and I was like, "This is really cool." You would like the Da Vinci Code.
Code is something.
Have you seen it?
Real, right? What exactly?
It's basically National Treasure. It's basically National Treasure, but it's about Catholicism and the hunt for the Holy Grail.
Mm.
So people believe that in the Last Supper. That what's at the center of it is the Holy Grail, and that Da Vinci left all these codes to try to find the Holy Grail. And the monks are after it, the Catholic Church is after it, Professor Langdon, and they're like a murder happened, and they hire him.
It's really dark.
He's a professor who understands like codes and symbology and stuff.
Right,
and
you should be the Holy Grail for Halloween.
It's a good movie.
The Holy Grail is
write
a bell.
Down.
What?
It's a bell.
Is this your guess about what it is?
It's a bell.
Wrong.
Bell that rings at a specific frequency.
No, Heath. Come on.
In real life.
You're better than that.
Not movie. Yo, what do you think about dragons?
I love dragons.
Oh.
I wish they were real.
I know some shit about dragons.
You do?
I think dragons were real.
So
call me crazy. I think dragons were real.
I believe that.
So what's so interesting about dragons, and I think this is true, that dragons have been depicted in every single ancient religion. Every part of the world has dragon mythology
in
it.
Contact with each
they
other.
They have.
They all wrote, drew, talked about dragons.
That's cool.
Every single one of them.
So why is it considered mythical? Is it because they haven't found any like bones or?
No. But some people think there's like rock formations where they look like massive scales, and people think that like their bodies have calcified into like the earth and stuff.
Also, I think they were in the bird family, and bird bones are hollow and very light, and they don't fossilize. So a bird's bone would just disintegrate.
Interesting. But also, aren't dinosaurs, they now say, are more bird-like than how we took them.
I think they're more lizard
and
reptiles.
Yeah, they said, didn't they have feathers?
Like, now like the T-Rex arms weren't really arms. Those are like wings.
Yes, and their scales. Like the Jurassic Park dinosaurs we know, they actually had feathers stuff on
them. What if they were dragons?
T-Rex was a dragon?
Yeah. Because how would they know what the outer part looked
like?
I'm telling
you, a T-Rex head could be a dragon head.
That would be fucking awesome. Dude, imagine just the earth just opened up and a dragon came out. I'd be like, I could die happy. I see a dragon just fly out.
Are they still finding dinosaur bones? I know we're always asking questions. I don't know. But I love people who go and like archaeologically like dig in places and find old arrowheads. That fascinates me.
Yeah,
or people who find old cannonballs or just like old little coins and stuff. I'm like, what? Where? Or do they eventually run out of places? Are there untapped?
And they'll be deep too, right? Like deep. So it's just like over time, it's just created more and more like ground. It's crazy.
That shit's wild.
Love that.
But dragons. I could. I just feel like maybe you would hear about them a little bit more. Or it's like why, you know, people always say we see the hat man in our like sleep paralysis. We're like, where does that come from? Why does everyone see this man with a hat? Mm-hmm. Or how we're like innately afraid of snakes. Right. That is like built into our DNA. We have like, I think, innate fears from long ago. And that's like a terrified version.
Yeah. Another theory, though, is like if like the reason that it was depicted everywhere is like, A person's wildest imagination, when you think about the scariest thing you could possibly imagine, your brain, like reptile lizard thing, but it can fly and it can also spit just like fire.
Monster.
Like it's just like the worst thing I think you could possibly think of. Mm-hmm. And like that's what you're like, this is the most insane thing my mind at that time could probably come up with.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't know.
And why did someone come up with like a unicorn? Where's the origin of that? Like, why? Well, it's a horse.
A unicorn was a rhinoceros.
Ah, there it is. And the truth comes out.
You know what?
In the Bible, they talk about unicorns. But back then, a unicorn was referred to.
Do narwhals exist?
Narwhal.
Right? And narwhals are the whales with a horn.
Horn. Yeah. Those look mythical. Those whales with a horn.
See, if they had a narwhal at SeaWorld, they would have shut SeaWorld down fast. I think people would have saw that and been like, no, this needs to go back in the ocean.
You know what's another animal that I think is so mythical? Sphinx cats.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at it, you're like, that doesn't look like that looks like that should have belonged like back then. And just
it has like a third eye. It looks like it has powers.
Or
the fish with the lamp.
Anglerfish?
Anglerfish.
But those are also like deep in the ocean. Like
what in the world?
Yeah, hell no.
That looks like what you would imagine if you had a pet goldfish that like turned into like some crazy creature.
Yeah.
Looks like you dropped a drug in your goldfish tank.
I'm telling my kids that's what happens to the goldfish when you flush it down.
Yeah, right.
This is like my creepy side, but I think we need to bring that up, extract the DNA, start breeding it with goldfish and just see what comes about.
A baby dinosaur.
We can afford it.
Have some fun. You do it with dogs, do it with fish. Let's make some shit happen.
You remember Animal Planet Most Extreme? And they would like, it would be like the most extreme animal for like a certain thing. And it would have these like green and black animations of what a human would look like if it had like crab claws. And it would be like, the strength of a crab claw would mean you could lift up a car. And it would show like a human with a crab. And it would be like this stupid anime. Like, look at this. Like,
And they would have battles, right, between animals. It would be like a gorilla versus a tiger. And who do you think will win?
It was
And they would just like make an animation of it. And
it was so bad, but you could not stop watching it.
Yeah. And I remember the gorilla beat the tiger because what happened was like the tiger leapt and the gorilla just like broke its back. It was like, I remember these. Most Extreme.
That was so good.
I watched Most Extreme Water Parks, top 10.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Jubilee.
Just praying for my hometown. I'm like, come on.
I just love Samantha. Remember Samantha Brown on like Discovery Channel? She was like that woman who would go around and like stay at different hotels and talk to the camera. Oh, man. Samantha Brown. She was the best.
I would love to visit like the top like roller coaster parks. That would be so much fun. That's something I'll do when I'm like retired.
Six Flags is up there.
What's rated number one? Is it
the largest one, I think, is actually in Wisconsin.
Huh. Wait, is that like
the largest theme park is?
Is it called like Diamond something or no? Blue Street? No.
Did you see they're making a new theme park
in
where?
Oklahoma.
It's gonna be the most insane thing.
Wait, where? It's Oklahoma?
I'm pretty sure.
It's one of the guys that was from Disney, and he was like, I guess something happened, and he was like, I'm gonna go do my own thing, and this theme It's going to be absolutely
It's an
absurd.
Island? That's cool. Wait, is it
I don't
island?
Think there's islands out in Oklahoma.
I was like, am I seeing things? Oh, they just blurred like the Oklahoma border. Island. Oh, I thought it was an island. That's cool.
So yeah, so and we'll calling it Epstein's Island.
Wait, is this?
There will be. There's like a video animation of what the park's going to look like inside.
When is it supposed to be done?
Really cool.
In a long time, probably like 10 years. Props to these guys who are like these CEOs and presidents going in to build this stuff, but they won't even like, by the time.
Yeah, this is what it's going to look like.
Open, they'll be
I kind of like the name American Heartland.
Cool.
It's American themed. So they have
this
like,
is amazing.
This one's like an ode to the state fairs of the past of like technology.
Oh, I like
Great
that.
Plains.
This is fun. F-U-N.
Bayou Bay.
Wow. Yeah, sign me
up.
Well,
it's about time there's like more theme parks. I see videos on TikTok of just like DreamWorks in Dubai that has this insane theme park. And you're like, Dubai gets all this stuff. I feel like America, all we've had are just Disneyland.
Wait, is that big? I'm like trying to...
Well, the thing is, I'm also questionable about the price point. $2 billion just to build the park?
It doesn't seem like a lot.
That seems a little
like
low.
You could do all this for the same price as the fucking ball in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The dome thing?
Maybe it's Oklahoma. It's so cheap. Yeah, yeah, like the land out there.
Right.
American Heartland.
It's going to be cool.
Oh, boy.
That's insane.
Good for Oklahoma.
We go to Oklahoma once?
Yeah, put them on the map. Comment down below if you live in Oklahoma.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
I saw this on the news, and this is such an interesting story and very, very tragic story, but I really want to hear your guys' thought on this because this is like a very specific situation. And what I saw, and I don't know how like correct the news is, but this guy, this father, he was home alone, and apparently his daughter like got out of school and then like came home, right?
She's how old's the daughter?
Do you remember how old the daughter was?
I think 8.
Okay.
8. What she's doing walking home alone, that doesn't make sense to me, but she like
she's a teenager.
Maybe the bus dropped her off in front of the house. But yeah, so the dad was alone in the house, and then he hears somebody come in, and he wasn't sure if somebody was in there. He grabs his gun, and then he sees a shadow walk by, and he's like, oh shit, someone's in the house. And then the little his daughter was hiding on the side of the bed, obviously trying to scare her dad. And then when she went boo, he turned and shot his daughter.
Oh,
dead.
Awful.
I sent it to Heath. I was like, this is a crazy situation. Who like obviously the little girl had no idea what she was doing and had no idea how awful this was going to be. But like, I was thinking of a similar situation. Like, what if I came to like Heath's house or I came to somebody's house who is armed, who is like, you know, by themselves. I come and I scare them and I get shot, but I'm in their house, right? I sneak in their house in their house. Whose fault is that? When it's like, it's a crazy situation.
I think it is his fault. I think it's just irresponsible.
It's very irresponsible.
Irresponsibly using your gun.
I told Zane, I was like, first mistake is like, know your target. Like don't shoot unless you like absolutely know what your target is. Like that is insane. Yeah. Like
it's just irresponsible.
I don't know. What also was very strange to me is they had like a Ring camera or something inside of their house, and it shows him on
the
phone.
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, what?
It shows him on the phone walking around like holding the gun in his hand, and he's just like hanging out with it.
Oh.
And then supposedly he fell asleep on the couch or something, like waiting.
That's what I thought too. I sounds like a guy who just woke up.
And I guess was like woken up, startled to like the door closing. And he like shouted out like, who's there? And apparently the daughter didn't say anything. And like ran to like hide or something to scare him, and then like jumped out at him. But like also at the same time, I don't know, something just seemed like really off to me.
Terrible judgment. Like, it's terrible judgment. You think that, around this time, who is usually coming through that door? Your daughter.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that run through your mind?
When the video I was watching, she came home earlier. I think it was like she came home early. I know, it's no excuse, but like I think it was not the time that she usually comes home. So I think that was just like another detail to it.
That breaks my heart.
Fucking horrible.
Awful situation.
My heart.
But yeah, he's definitely responsible like that.
That's I just like so put myself sad. In that situation in my head. I was like, ugh. But it's different because
and
she's
then like he
younger.
Like obviously like he has to live with that and like should have never happened. It's rough. Responsibility.
Have y'all been following this case about the murder of John O'Keefe out in Boston?
I'd never heard of that name. No.
Okay. This murder case right now is getting a lot of national attention. People think it's this big like police cover-up murder. And hopefully I'm going to give you guys just the skinny. I'm not super in depth on it, but it's really interesting. This has like come up on my TikTok, and right now there's like some big trials happening with it.
You get embarrassed when you say you got a source from a TikTok.
No, it just it came up. Well, first it came on my feed, and then last night I was doing big deep dives on it, and I've been following a little bit of it today.
Oh, no, I know. I was just saying, I always get like this little bit of embarrassment when I saw it on TikTok. I was reliable.
It sounds like it's like discrediting.
Yeah.
But also it's like none of us have cable channel TV anymore. So there is no like news. It's kind of like clips from the news.
Yeah, I get kind of annoying. I know what you mean. Yeah.
This happened in the Boston area around January 2022. Okay. There's this man, John O'Keefe, who I believe is around like 40 years old. He works as a police officer for the Boston Police Department. Mm-hmm. He has a girlfriend named Karen Reed, who's also 40 years old. She is a very successful, I think, financial lecturer and data analyst woman. Their boyfriend, girlfriend, John O'Keefe, her boyfriend, he's the dad of his niece and nephew whose parents passed away. He's a good, like, upstanding man. Mm-hmm. Him and his girlfriend, Karen Reed, on the night of what this all goes down, they were kind of on rough terms. They were going to a bar. They were drinking. Karen was kind of drinking, like, a lot, or kind of had 6 beers and stuff. They go to another bar. And, you know, this is, like, wintertime, all right? Yeah. This is on, like, a Saturday night. They're out with another couple as well. And they get word that there's going to be like an after party. And this is around like midnight. They go to this after party. Apparently, though, like John O'Keefe and Karen Reed were like, once again, not on good terms. Okay. Like they maybe had been arguing and fighting that day. The relationship was kind of on the rocks, according to some of the texts and stuff.
Yeah.
And they go to this after party. Karen Reed decides she doesn't want to go into this party, okay?
Okay.
And the guy who like lives at this house is another guy who works for the Boston Police Department. He's like a big kind of like Jason Statham guy, does recreational fighting all the time. Yeah. He's been on a TV show called like Boston's Finest, where they follow police officers around and stuff. Mm-hmm. Big old tough guy. And apparently there was also kind of like beef going on between this guy or whatever. She pulls in the driveway, lets him out. And then I believe she goes back home. She pulls out of the driveway and leaves. John O'Keefe, her boyfriend, doesn't come home. She freaks out. She goes around to all the old spots. She then drives back to the house, is talking to the girls, trying to figure out what happened. And then during this time, she's really frantic. She also convinces herself that she may have like ran into him, or that he maybe got hit by a plow. And then that's when they discover, and this is now at like 6 or something, or really early in the morning, maybe. Hopefully I'm getting my timing right. They discover John O'Keefe's body in the front yard by the flagpole of this house. And they're like, oh my gosh, they're trying to revive him and he's dead. And she's freaking out this whole time going, did I hit him when I pulled out of the driveway? What happened? Because apparently she had like a broken taillight and they found shards of the taillight. But get this shit. This is the stuff that's making me go crazy. So they then pursue on this whole murder. She gets charged that basically she like ran over him and she was at fault. And they start looking more and more into it because his body is not somebody who's been hit by a car.
Yeah.
There's been a blunt force trauma to his head. He has lacerations all on his body and stuff. Okay. And they think that's really fishy. And then her defense team then starts looking into all the people that were there at this party that night and start going through their texts and stuff. And then what they believe is that there was this fight that went on between him and the guy who owns a house, who's the
big guy.
The big Jason Statham guy, Brian Colbert or something like that.
And a celebrity. He's the one on the Boston Strong.
But the girl who
basically
like invited them over to the house, her name is Jen McCabe. And this is how it first came up on my feed. She, around 4 a.m., one of the girls at the party, goes home like around 4 a.m. and Googles, how long does it take for a body to die in the cold?
Oh, busted.
So it's Jesus. Everyone's just like, why would you Google that? What happened then at that party when Karen Reed left?
Right.
And they think like, oh, like he had a dog, like a canine. He was a canine trainer as well. And so all the lacerations they think are from the
dog. Is that really Boston's finest?
And
you're Googling, you know not to Google.
They didn't ask him. They didn't ask that Jason Statham, whatever.
Yeah.
That guy, any questions, they didn't ask anyone at the party. They think that there was this complete cover up because they have all these connections with the Boston Police Department. So you have a murdered cop out in your field. You're blaming the wife. And then obviously she wasn't making good decisions that night.
Yeah. Right.
She was- but why did Jen Google how long does it take for a body to die in the cold? Mm. Why would you Google it that night? Yeah. When you're thinking that you're just helping your friend, like, who's trying to find her missing husband, and you're trying to also pin it on
that's
her.
That's a funny thing to Google, though. Like,
thought about that question or ever dreamt of Googling that.
Right.
And the night, and the obviously, they left him out there, like, in the cold.
I just still don't understand the, like, why she Googled. Like,
knew about the fight that went down at the house, whatever happened. They got in a fight with him and they ditched him out in the cold. And then she, like, went back and she knew about it and with Googled.
I'm sure he was beaten pretty bad and, like, obviously knew the story and, like, what happened, and then was like, okay, he's not technically dead right now, but how long until he does die? Or, like, you know what I mean?
In the cold.
Right. But clearly she knew about it the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is, Karen Reed was in this frantic mode where she was just like, did I hit him? Like, what happened? There's a lot more, like, details into this case. Don't take me as a verified source, but this is what I got.
That's a really interesting situation. On a TikTok feed,
this Jen McCabe woman is at, like, a football game in this town. And this, like, you know, vigilante guy confronts her in the stands during, like, a lacrosse game. And is like, why'd you Google how long did it take for a body to die in the cold, Jen? Why'd you do it? And she's just like, trying to ignore him, and she's like around all of her friends, and there's all these like people like, hey, back up, leave her alone, man.
But he's like, questioned.
Well, right now it's all going down, and everybody, it seems like in Boston, is on Karen Reed's side. They want justice for John O'Keefe, and I'm eating my popcorn watching.
Well, what happened?
I know. That's where, like, they have to do a lot of questioning.
Yeah, it does sound.
I can't wait to see what the movie that's going to come out. We're so fucked up, Mom.
When's that documentary coming out?
Yeah. Gotta need a new Netflix special.
Is that like messed up to be like?
It's pretty crazy to think.
Well, I think just documentaries put together in the best way possible for you to.
It's so hard right now to piece it together.
You can't trust the news. Like, you don't know.
Because it's in the legal thing where it's like all they look at, like, the defense and then, like, the prosecutors, and they have two different versions of the story.
It's curiosity. You want the story to come out. You want you're invested in it, and you want everything to be
pissed. And I feel like it just helps too in the future to, like, just.
What do you guys think of the Menendez brothers case?
I just found out about them. Wait, I had no idea.
The twin brothers that I watched the whole series.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was so good.
Are they twins?
I think
they're a few years apart.
Oh,
but so now though, so if you don't know about the Menendez brothers, they were two brothers, wealthy brothers who lived
in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills. This was late 80s, I think. And they were basically caught for murdering their parents. Basically what they said is that an intruder came. They were out seeing, I believe, the Batman movie. Mm-hmm. And they said an intruder came in, shot the dad in the chest, and then shot the mom. And they were just crestfallen that their parents died. And over the couple of weeks of them being now these wealthy teenage orphans, they go out, buy cars, buy Rolexes, sit front row at all the professional NFL games. And then what ended up happening is that one of the brothers was having kind of a nervous breakdown over the whole thing, mm-hmm. ended up telling his therapist the true story that they killed him, and then it all fell apart. But then what was really...
It's such an interesting case, though. Like,
so they killed their parents because they were sexually abused growing children. That's allegedly. But I don't know, when I see them talking in the courthouse about, like, what they went through as kids, like, I believe them. So people are trying to get justice for them because they are in prison,
mm-hmm.
and they have life in prison. Obviously they did a crime, but the stuff that their dad did to them is, I can't. I believe that I've seen some of the clips of them. It's so sad.
Yeah,
but it's like with cases like that, it is just such a sickening story.
But yeah, like, no, if that was happening to me, I would have done it too. I think I would have.
I just hope you would have access to better resources to go and report that. It's sad that even them, in their wealth, their privilege, all of it, that you would have, like, the confidence and the mindset to like.
They also hold held also, a lot of power over the kids too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's but it's not but like it happened out in the like, middle of nowhere where they didn't.
I think victims of
abuse, crime,
of abuse. I think they get so scared to speak out. And that's probably what happened because I know when they were kids, like they were like telling stories when they were 6 years old, they didn't know that it was a bad thing. They just thought it that was just normal because the dad's been doing it forever. And he remembers like one brother was like, oh, my brother's getting a lot of attention from daddy and like all this stuff. And he's like, am I such a bad son that like he doesn't want to like do that stuff with me? And they were just confused.
But it's not like a crime. But it's not like a crime of passion though. It's premeditated murder. Yeah. They thought and planned that out. They had a whole alibi in everything. Like this was something they sat on for weeks to do, which is pretty dark. Right.
Absolutely.
It's not. Keith was saying, yes, they committed a crime.
Yeah, they're traumatized.
Yes, do jail time. But I personally, I believe you get your jail time. You did commit a crime. However, just seeing their interviews and like them being interrogated and stuff, it's clear they're not like criminals. It was just self-defense. It was protection. It was like that was their last resort and they just did it. So I don't think they should have life in prison. I think they clearly, it was a lesson learned. Like, I don't think they're going to go on a spree.
You know what? I saw that as karma. Karma.
Who gets karma?
The parents.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, of course. And they even had one of the brother's friends testify because he said when he was younger, he was too little to understand like what the boys were talking about, but the boys would ask like, does your dad massage you too? In like these places. And he was like, no, my dad doesn't do that. And he like didn't think anything of it. And he testified and said like, they would ask those questions and like just unspeakable things that he would do to his kids.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Have
you seen that there's that really valuable basketball player's card because it's him, the basketball players on the court, but in the background, on the front row, you see the Menendez brothers.
Oh. Yes.
Yeah.
Look at them now.
Oh, my.
Oh, whoa. Wow. I'm not going to lie. They look innocent to me.
That's what they have saying.
Innocent. Well, one of them, I think, was kind of the brains behind it all. I don't know. I'm not going to start speculating on people who are victims of abuse, but if they get out and they're out driving around it.
if they get out, we're put them right in those seats.
I think you just snap. If nobody's believing you, what else would you
do? Hey, look, you're not a murderer until somebody gives you a reason to.
I was wondering. I was like, where are we going? No,
like, you know, if so, like I have a daughter. If somebody murdered my daughter, I will probably murder that person. Mm. You know what I mean?
Smacking them in the head.
You know, like everybody has it in them if something happens.
An eye for an eye makes the whole world go blind, though.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
But
it all depends on the situation.
I understand the anger and frustration, though.
Yeah.
Man, that's brutal. It's a scary world out there.
And why did Twitter change their app to X?
Because Elon Musk wanted to.
Oh, just there's no reason.
Well, I feel
they
like
they changed that Twitter, the bird icon to X.
It's just X now.
Oh, wait, it's called X?
He wants to call it X.
Do you want to make an X?
Are you Xing?
There is nothing to it. It's still called tweet.
Oh, okay.
Still posted to, but like, and then there was something about him wanting to turn it into like a financial.
Oh, please leave it alone.
Like all in. Yeah. Inclusive.
Do something else with your money. How about that?
How about you just make a new app?
He just wants to do it because he can do it.
How about End World Hunger?
Man is hung up on his X though. Everything is X.
Grimes?
Space, X.
The word. It's
just, like, isn't Grimes? Yeah, X is now, X is isn't such, his just kid sounds like so negative.
X Asher or something like that?
Yeah, X.
X what?
They call him X or Ash, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, X Ash, and then
he wanted to call PayPal like X something.
Well, he made PayPal.
I know, but
he knows something we don't about the letter X. It's not for me.
Have you seen what like his nanny came out and said about him?
No,
his nanny from when he was a kid, or his nanny of his own kids.
His nanny when he was a kid.
No,
I heard something, but I forget what it was.
Really bizarre. The lady that used to like watch him as a kid said he was like in his room one day and yo, this sounds wild. He was in his room and she like heard something going on and she like walked in and he, there was a portal opened up in his room.
This is bullshit.
This is what she was saying. And she was like, Elon. Incredibly disturbed, like could not fathom what was going on. And it was like this whole thing where like she was like, she thought he was the Antichrist, like something insane.
Oh, God.
This is
in South Africa?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
But yeah, she swears by this. And then.
Oh, she's adorable.
I think something happened where like she asked the mom and was like, is he the Antichrist? And she was like, no, but he's going to aid him.
Play this.
Like something bizarre.
Roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
My aunt, she's like, I don't know. Those Illuminati. Okay, he opened up something, a portal, a Stargate, whatever, but he was excited and he was jumping up and down. And
so he was able to open up a Stargate in his room.
Whatever you want to call it.
I can't believe her.
She looked like a nutcase.
Zane, I love her.
She opened up a Stargate portal.
Yeah, and she wanted to report it until now. All the fucking time had this story, you wanted to sit on it until now.
That should have came out a long time ago.
I believe her. Justice for Grandma and the Menendez brothers.
It's pretty wild. But I just thought that was interesting. Like
a portal, a child,
a child.
Do you think he's gonna be like?
And that's a wrinkly, pimply bitch.
Do you think he's gonna be like the Albert Einstein of like in like a 200 years?
Oh, when people look back and
this guy Elon Musk, he sounds like such a historical name.
Yeah, no, for sure he'll go down in history. Definitely.
When will he be in the history
books? I don't think he has like an E=MC² to his name.
His son does. Yeah. What is his son's name?
Wherever the Pythagorean theorem is, that's where Elon Musk is going to be in the fucking.
Yeah,
books.
Elon Musk created the Pythagorean theorem. Yep. In the womb.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is his son's name?
Dude, please, the history books are going to be wild. Doja Cat playing the devil. Stop. They're going to have some.
Stupid.
The history books are going to be insane.
I'm so sick of these artists like and the color
in 50
red.
To 100 years. That's going to be wild.
X-Ash A-12. And that's his favorite fighter jet, right?
Is he 5?
He's Elon Musk. That's he can do what he wants. He breaks the norm.
It is time to wrap it up. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Zane Heath Unfiltered. You can check out these episodes every Monday audio form on all the podcast apps out there. And we post the video form of these episodes on Tuesdays on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Also, make sure to check out Cremota Coffee at cremota.com. We've got matcha. We got the matcha starter kit. It's got all the little utensils you need to make it at home. We've got bagged coffee, whole and ground espresso, K-cups, a bunch of different flavors. And yeah, it's amazing. Cremota.com.
You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, where you can get bonus episodes, high and drunk episodes, live videos. You also get a private Discord, and you also get
early access,
and also the unwind videos where we keep the cameras rolling for about 20 minutes after each episode, where we just continue the shit talking and extended version of these episodes. And you get all that for $5 a month, and you will get everything in the archive after purchasing.
That's right, baby.
Thank you so much, and we will see you in 5 seconds on Winders.
See you cats on flip flop later.
Peace and blessings.